What's up? 1515 Ave probably presents the Rundown Love & Hip Hop Miami, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Shelly Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
Tad, balsam tad, but I am here. How are you?
I am good. Season 5, episode 24.
Oh my God.
Called Stunt Queen. Well, it's almost over for one of these shows. For one of these, it seems like. We start things off in the DR.
With it go down, it go down.
This show, every week, I feel like they be throwing in the towel with just trying to keep up the facade of, like, no, this is real. So when Alan get there, he greets Gael first. And then everybody get up and leave. I said, what?
I ain't never been so tickled. Do you hear me? They was like, oh, no.
No, we got to go. This. Yeah, we ain't doing it. And I said, oh, okay. So Amara gets to speak to Alan one-on-one about the stunts he's been pulling. He calls her the worst and said, I had twins with the worst. Beautiful. He's like, I had beautiful twins with the worst person. When it comes to calling her a black bitch, he says, I'm not perfect. Okay. All right. That's a good idea.
Like, let me ask you this. Do you really think that this is Alan? This is how he feel? Or do you think he putting on for the cameras? Let's take out this not being reality TV. Let's just take that part out of it. Go ahead.
I think he's doing it for the cameras. Or, because this is all we have. Like, if Amara said he's done this before off camera, then I'm like, oh, this is who he is. But she didn't bring that up. I was like, I feel like he's doing this, he being this character. So he blames her for not being in his twin's life due to her emotions and her flipping out. He tells Amara that she's still in love with him. She still wants the D. That's why she's mad. She denies it and says this is not easy for her to co-parent with somebody that she thought she was going to have forever with. Anyway, the kid's birthday is tomorrow. She wants the family there. Alan will bring his mom, who hates Amara and believes Amara is a witch. Can we pause for a second? How long is this damn season? Because didn't the show start with the twins' birthday?
Yes. Yes, it did.
And he missed that birthday. And the Safari
they are now
had
two.
Safari had the Rolexes.
One season. It's been a year.
That is too much. I was just checking. Like, am I going crazy? Back in Miami, Eliza is disappointed that she's going to be a grandma. Her friend, I wrote friend, I guess he's our manager too. Van updates her about the mess that's going down in the DR. All we get is a bunch of clips of Shay being fake happy. It was weird. He's like, I ain't going nowhere, doing her little dance, whatever. Eliza will deal with Amara and Brooke when they get back. Van tells her she needs to deal with being a grandma. Like, that's the reality. That's what's in front of you. Eliza doesn't want her daughter Shamaya to repeat the mistakes that she made and hopes this doesn't stop her daughter from accomplishing goals like going to school. We learned that she had Shamaya at 19 and Shamaya is now 21. She feels like she failed her as a mother.
She beat you by 2 years. What you mean?
How did you? Eliza has to accept this in order to help her daughter. And Van, this is when I wrote her manager, has got her a cover on Afro magazine, and it's going to be the motherhood issue, and they want both her daughters, Raina and Maya, Shamaya there.
I have questions.
Okay.
Why? Why they want y'all? Who is y'all?
That's what I was thinking too. Like, this is no disrespect.
And right? That is no, yeah, I say no disrespect, no shade, but like, what made you the person that they was like, yes, this makes sense to be on the front of my magazine? Like, why?
Yeah, like what
you ain't been on. Not saying they mean like you ain't even been on Love and Hip Hop enough to have made a name exactly for yourself for me to go, oh shit, Eliza was on this. Then to include your daughter, no shade to that neither, but we really don't know her.
And I'm thinking, what I would like to know, and I should have looked this up. I apologize. The angle Afro was going with, is it going with for covering Eliza? Is it future baby mama? Is it reality TV show cast member, or is it real estate agent? Like, what like, what?
So many questions.
When we do the spread, when you read the article, where we like, when you're like, Eliza such and such is, you know, what is what? What are we doing? But okay. Okay. Safari has been doing some soul searching. He's taking a long look in the mirror since Marcus has spoke to him. even though we had we seen you before.
This has to be, I mean, the man in the mirror. This motherfucker must have talked back. This must have been a deep.
Let me get through this and I have thoughts. Because Safari bothers me sometimes. He's burning sage. He wants to be serious about Amara. Marcus stops by with a six pack of beer as a peace offering. And I'm like,
you don't even drink though.
Yeah. And I'm like, what peace? He snapped. You didn't do. Okay, whatever.
You didn't do anything, Marcus.
Safari has been reflecting on Amara and how good she looks. And the last time they was hanging out, they was laughing and kikiing. And I wrote here, because I have to write these notes. I have to really watch these shows. When they did the voiceover, we have seen throughout Love and Hip Hop history that you can, it would be ADR, where you guys didn't say this. You went into a booth and said this, you know, well, maybe the camera didn't pick it up or y'all forgot to mention it. Whatever.
It'd be so obvious too. You hear it.
This one didn't even sound like Safari.
It didn't.
Okay, so you caught it too. Okay.
I said, who said this? Yo. I was tripping. And who one of the producers
was saying the words.
Hey, we need you to come in. And he was like, I ain't got time. I'm out the country. And they was like, fuck, okay. Hey, can you do your best impression of Safari? Yeah, I got you. And then that's what
it wasn't
even in the same key as Safari.
I was like, there's no, what is going, this doesn't sound like Safari. I said, the voiceover doesn't sound like Safari. It was what I wrote. Marcus asks if he's ready for Amara. He tells him to pray about it, and Marcus says a little prayer for him. And Safari has this tear in his eye. This dude really want to be an actor. And Safari says he wants to put a smile on her face. Here's my issue with this. And I like Brooke, too. And I got she going to get pulled into this. So is Marcus, too, for that fact. If Safari is my friend, and he pops up one day and says, me and Amara are dating, I'm like, all right, cool. And then a month or two later, he says, me and Amara broke up. I'm like, all right, you know, shit happened. And then 2 months later, he says, I want to propose to her. I'm like, what is going on? This doesn't make
any sense. You're not asking the right questions, Marcus. You cannot be the relationship guru person or whatever you were trying to be. Yes. The new Papoose. You can't be this person because you're not asking the right questions. Because how we go from fuck this bitch to I need this bitch? I don't understand.
And then,
like, not even like, I want you back. My man said he wants to marry propose. Her. You just said you was like never getting married again after Erica.
Yes. And that he wants. And then, so then for the producers, and I guess we'll put Brooke into this too. For the producers, if you want me to care about this, you got to show me more. When the season started, they were keeping their relationship on the low. They had maybe one, two good scenes, and then they broke up. And then they want to get back. Like, he wants to get back together. I said, we've never seen this relationship. What am I rooting for? So, and then in the same tone, Brooke, you didn't see this relationship. Why are you like, yes, he's going to propose? Why? Who cares? Like,
why do we want Safari? Just based off of what we've seen of Safari, why would I want Safari?
Yeah.
So, on communication alone, the baby can't communicate.
We get another night out in the DR. This time we get to see everybody at the club having fun. Flo and Gael is there.
Oh, God, I hope they don't come back.
Gael went on social media flirting with Alan. Did you see Gael was shooting a shot at Simon, too?
Simon who?
Portia and Simon.
Oh, I did see that. I don't want them back on TV. Is there a suggestion box, a protest that I can do? I don't need Gael.
Gael
next season
went on social media flirting with Alan. Now Mara feels like the birthday party will be the last straw for Alan. I don't know how many straws this man get.
100.
Bobby sees a video of Shay and Fabo with Amara's kids, so he gotta go show it to her. She goes off about her kids being played with, and now she wants to fight Shay. I like the fact that she did say, I'm not really a fighter, but I'll fight. It's a good gauge to see how upset you are, but you probably get your ass whooped if you're really not a fighter.
Gang shit if you ain't no fighter. However, would you have been this mad?
I would only have been that mad if I have the thought that, see, because Amara's thought process was, oh, she's messing with me, now I can be touched. I mean, it's different for men. Because then you'd be like, what is this dude doing? Like, oh, yeah, I ran into your girl at the mall or whatever. Don't act like I can't get to you. But I think she's over. Everybody is, because that's the leader one even in this episode, now that I think about it. They all just go to 11. Her level of madness, her level of anger should have been awesome. We not cool. So don't be talking to my kids or nothing like that.
That's weird, right? Like, that to me, that's like, say you had a friendship with someone and y'all fall out, but you run into my mom in the street or something. Like, you and my mom was cool. You ain't never, my mama liked you. You like my mom. She was, I just felt, be real. Speak to, like, or if I had a kid, you see my kid out here, don't, just because we ain't cool don't mean you ain't had no type of relationship with my kid. You know what I'm saying? So in my head, I guess I was kind of like, oh, she probably seen her mom. Y'all were friends at one point. So, like, hey, mommy, how are you? And the kid's like, oh, my gosh, y'all so cute. I ain't seen y'all in a year, whatever the case may be. I don't know. She gonna know Shay better than I will to know if she was being grimy or sneaky. But I guess because of who I am as a person, I just don't be wanting to see that in other people. So I'm like, nah, I'm in my head. I'm like, I want to say she wasn't trying to do nothing. I think, you know, trying to do too much. I felt like she saw the kids and was like, hey.
But you make a good point when it comes to Shay. And Shay could have easily said, hey, mama, I'm Anna. I think that's her mama name. And kept it pushing. Why Fable holding my kids? Me and I felt like has he met the kids? Have we ever seen that relationship?
That's true. But I'm like, if they at the beach and we was coming to the beach and we was coming to the pool, right?
Yes.
And y'all at the pool, we maybe sitting next to each other. And the kids just playing in front of me like, oh, look at the kids. Like, I'm in my heart, I just feel like, not my heart. But I guess I'm just hoping that it was harmless. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but let's go for reverse. Let's say I am Fable in this situation. If Sarah fall out with one of her friends and she come back and tell me like, Amara tripping, me and this chick ain't cool, blah, blah, blah. And then we see him at the pool. I'm going to look at Sarah crazy if she like, oh, we're picking up the kids. And here, you hold a kid. I'm like, wait, why am I in this? I've never met this kid. Like, what are you doing? What are you? You just told me you and this bitch got into it. And then you posted on social too. Why is it
now
on social?
That's the only thing I'm like, okay, because why would you post that on social?
Yeah.
So in that, I actually forgot about that. In that regards, then yes, like that could have been a little.
She could have just not did anything, and then
nobody would have known.
Yeah,
the mom would have been like, I saw Shay and Fable at the pool.
Yep, and kept it out.
Probably wouldn't even say it that much. They was picking them up playing. You know, she probably been like, she played with the kids for a little bit and kept it pushing. I forgot that. Well, not that I forgot, but I did forget that she posted on social. Because why would you do that? But also, I feel like Shay put everything on social.
It seemed like it. Gael goes back inside to tell Trick. Why was Guy? Oh, sorry. No. Amara was going off outside. I should have wrote back inside. Gael tells Trick to check the Hollywood twins, and he says he wants to stay out of
it. Girl, check yourself. Go find a hole that you crawled out of and get back in there, Gael.
So
what does that mean? That's like her name better meaning.
Hot Topic, who says she is not going to let Flo and Gael ruin her fun. She lies. She throws a drink at Gael. And that means the party's over, the scene's over, everybody got to go home. Trick says this is too much, and he really went home for real, and he went back to Miami. The next day, Amara questions her mom about Shay and the kids. Mommy Anna said, I took the kids to the pool. Shay threw her arm around her, called her mama and stuff, and was like, give me the baby. Amara says Shay used you, sent a message that she could be touched. Now Shay is dead and the friendship is over. I said, y'all in the same. Here's the question I have. I don't mean to go too far on this. I promise y'all. But when we get to the birthday party, and I wrote this in my notes. I'm not even there because I remember me writing this. We see this La Royale Twins villa. And everybody was like, oh, thank you for having us at the house, to the little girls or whatever. And apparently this is Amara's real estate that she bought, property that she bought. And I said, well, if this is your property, why were you staying at the hotel? If you were staying here, you could have avoided all this Shay mess.
Well, probably because, you know, you with the rest of the cast.
Yep, maybe that's why you had to do it. Let's see. On to the birthday party. Her dad, Daniel, will be at this birthday party. And she's still worried about Alan's mom being on some BS. Brooke. She can't get in contact with Marcus for the past 3 hours. She wondering if he got the hoochie mamas around the kids. What? Where do y'all mind go? When she does
far, finally, far. You know that tells me you used to. That he was always with the hoochie mamas at one point. Is what that told me.
When she finally does, he tells her he will call her back, and you get a knock on this door, and it's Marcus outside with their daughter Shy. Yeah, with their daughter Shy. He says, I didn't come by myself.
That little girl's so cute.
Yeah, she was adorable. He's like, I didn't come by myself. I brought Safari. And Safari has a change of heart, and he wants to propose to Amara. Because God told him to. Y'all on here lying on God on this podcast.
Oh, God, G.
Hold on, wait. Also, wait. Can we pause for a second?
Why would you do that?
If there's Nat lying and telling the truth, here's what I don't understand. Alan, that one, maybe the second time him and Amara got together in this season, first, and they got to arguing, and he said, you don't even believe in God. I feel like Safari would not date a woman or marry a woman that doesn't have the same Christian beliefs or whatever. Yeah, because it seems really, for real or for fake, he really love him some God. He be like, God told me. So I'm like, which I'm not saying you don't have to have the same religion or same beliefs. You will feel like this would be a storyline. We would talk about this. Like, what are Amara's beliefs? What's they say you don't believe in God, that's why you got a problem. Then the mama think you're a witch. Does she practice Wiccan? Is she a Wiccan? Like, what is going on? Whatever. We get to this cover story photo shoot. Eliza and Shamaya are trying to find some understanding. Eliza's feelings were hurt.
What? Sorry.
At the spa. Yo, speaking of, we'll get into this at Equal Opposites, but I can see why Mona Scott don't give a fuck about this shit no more. Because she got that Escape tour. She got that Missy Elliott tour. That Mona Me Entertainment is like, it was like, we're making money.
This damn thing.
Yeah. Eliza's feelings were hurt at the spa because she don't know this man. And Shamaya said, you didn't try to know him. And plus, he didn't do anything. He said, don't do anything. He got you 19 charges. Everybody makes mistakes. She said, she's like, but where you going to live? Where you know, blah, blah. Everyone struggles. I said, Shamaya, you sound so young. You sound so young.
Well, she is.
I know. She don't have any plans. And Eliza says, you have to have a plan. You are bringing a child in this world. And Eliza says, apologizes. She just wants better for her. I feel like all y'all conversations are the same. Every scene, they could just be like, I'm yelling at you. You know what? I'm sorry. I love you. Let's hug.
Yes, it is.
Zoe, she checks Flo about not checking Gael because, you know, she invited Flo on this trip. She brings up brunch and how Gael was wrong for trying to push her into a confrontation with Hot Topic. I think it was Hot Topic, yeah. Flo doesn't feel like she was wrong and says that is just Zoe's opinion. Zoe feels Gael, we were talking about, she calls Zoe sensitive. And Zoe says she's going to slap her next time. And Flo jump in. She got a sister for her. And if your other sister jump in, I got a sister for her. And tells Flo to stop talking gangster because she don't want it with her. And Flo is going home now. I like how they don't make a big deal out of people leaving. Especially when here's the thing. Usually these reality shows will be like, yo, let's show everybody packing, getting on the plane, like blah, blah. Man, we get to Atlanta. Yandy just back. Just like, all right, I'm here. I'm like, that's who true. Picked you up? All right, what's going on? All right.
Why they all want to leave a day early on Atlanta, though? Oh, it's just one more day. Bitch, you might as well stay.
Yeah. La Royale Twins Villa. This is the birthday party. Amara introduces the cast to our family. Brooke is struggling with keeping the secret. Oh, my God. Safari's going to propose. Amara hasn't seen Shay since the altercation.
We're so excited.
Yeah. Zoe speaks to Trina about how she wants to be a big artist and deal all the drama because drama don't work. Look at Flo's career. It stalled out because of that drama. And Trina says, you know what? I'm going to talk to Big D on Zoe's behalf. Good. Finally. Allie and his daughter. It looks like Alana. But you know, I was like, is it Alana? Because you can tell it's after his name. Like, how do you pronounce it? And his mom, Marta, arrived. His brother's there too, Eric. The family. Yo, you know what tricked me out? That Amara had family there. And I was like, it felt like Amara was just by herself in Florida, in Miami. I was like, you got a lot of family in the Dominican Republic. Like, did you go visit? So the family showed love while Bobby and the friends commented like it took her out to come out to DR for him to be a real father, blah, blah. Then we get this conversation with Amara and Marta, Alan's mom, about respect and how Amara mistreated her son. And Mara's like, yo, I never asked this man for child support or nothing. And I took him to court. And I invited him to this birthday party. So Marta's like, you know what? I'm done talking about this. Bobby was like, you should have pushed her in the pool, fam. Yeah, right.
Fam, you're wildin' if you think I'm going to push this lady into somebody's pool.
Yeah.
Now, that says a lot about you.
It does. Safari arrives in grand fashion with flowers. Alan is over there trying to ignore it. Why? I'm surprised Shay didn't bring MJ. Like, MJ, you got a pass with Amara. You got a pass with us, the leader.
Yes, sir.
And then Amara tripped me out because she said she was happy to see him. But then it was weird because you could tell the talking head is different. The green screen is different from, like, time. Because she's like, yeah. I'm happy to see him. But then her whole response is like, huh? What? You love me? What are you talking about? It wasn't like, oh, finally, you're finally stepping up to the plate. It was not that. Amara thinks
I mean, in real life, she was shocked. But she was probably like, happy to see him too.
Amara,
like,
thanks.
What you doing here? Oh,
Amara thanks everyone for coming tonight while Safari stands next to her. Then he asks for her hand, tells her she's special and how they used to be so close and he loves her. And then he gets on one knee and asks him to marry him. And that's how we live in things.
The way she gonna say no.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm trying to think of any proposal on Love and Hip Hop that was real. I don't try count any Carly proposals.
Is she finna get proposed to again?
I think Mendeezy's proposed, so I'll count that one. I know the Joe Budden proposal was fake. He said Mona Scott told him to do it, so he did it. He knew that.
Also, to hear.
Yeah,
no.
Hear. He said he knew she was going to say no, blah, blah. Scrappy, I was thinking was real, but then after Erica Dixon was like, man, he tried to say he wanted to marry me then. And I was like, but it's real because he did get married. Speaking of which, I should pull up my notes. Not my notes. Somebody else's notes on that. Carlos King and Mama D.
Chad, yeah. I watched it.
Okay. So, yeah.
I learned so much about Mama D, though.
And I know. Oh, wait, no. Safari proposed to Erica Mena on camera.
Don't mix that up now.
Yeah. And they got married. I know this is fake, though. Because it's like, all right, Love and Hip Hop has to do a better job with their talent to be on some, hey, can you wait till we air all the episodes before you have this For the Love of Safari show come in? Because that you let
exactly
that go. You put that on, I think Ray, him, and Tronix put that all on the IG. It's like, wait till we air all this out so people can be like, are they going to get married? Anyway, next time on the season finale, I said, thank you, Jesus. Fable apologizes to Shay's mom, but Shay's mom is still, now you being like, listen, accept the apology and move on. Or is it real? Who cares?
And that part, you wanted the apology. He gave you the apology. It don't sound like it was any buts to it.
Yeah. Zoe has a performance as Super Cindy something, whatever. I'm surprised. How come Super Cindy don't get to go on vacation with these late people? Princess Love files for divorce. Maybe Ray proposed on TV too. And then more bad advice from Ray. I forgot. What was he saying? Oh, if she slapped Alan, that means she loved him. Yo, where are you? Stop it. What are you doing?
Stop getting any type of advice from Ray J.
And then Eliza.
Do we think this is who Ray J is? Or we just think this is
think
the
this
TV
who, no,
persona?
I think this is who Ray J is. I think Ray. I would never take any advice from Ray.
I wouldn't either.
Eliza comes back in the picture with Safari. So I guess she didn't block him. Like, yo, this man was still trying to holler at me. I got some news and rumors. Where is this at? Ray J demands custody of his kids amid divorce filing. So Ray J has officially filed documents in
everybody
response.
Out here demanding custody of their kids. Yeah,
to Princess Love's
you
request.
Seen,
Jeezy?
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, Jeezy, did you take care of your other kids? Like, as it's always to me, and we talked about this a lot, as far as like when the man has full custody, we look at the woman like, yo,
what
for the judge, for you not. So in both these cases, the man is demanding it. It is, and usually sometimes when these kind of cases, when the man demands it, is because child support gets cut short. Like, oh no, I got full custody. Now all I gotta do is pay you alimony or whatever like that. Or spousal support. And you gotta do both. Cause then dudes get mad when the woman be like, oh, well, now they gotta go to the best private school. And I'm like, oh shit, now what the hell? So
that's true.
Ray J is seeking joint custody of his children with ex-wife Princess Love in response to the divorce filing. He also notes that he and Princess Love will decide later how much money he will pay his estranged partner for support. Additionally, Ray J stipulates that they will each handle the legal fees and costs. What does that mean? Does that mean on their own accord? Like, he's not paying for her lawyer, she's not paying for him.
Yeah, if you split it.
Yeah.
She just won some poker stuff, so she got money.
Yeah, he further confirms that jewelry and personal items, the money he earns and saves after the separation, and other belongings and debts that belong to each part separately will be addressed later. So that is that. And I think that's it for Love and Hip Hop Miami, because the other one is just Scrappy firing back at Bambi. All right. That is the episode. One more to go. I hope you enjoyed it. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappy Chat. I'm Ms. with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515 app. Check it out, the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.